This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Podil engages in high-level talks with the UAE ambassador today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda urges internal reforms in Far Western University. And 3 killed and dozens injured in religious clashes in Haryana. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podil has held a meeting with the United Arab Emirates Ambassador H.E. Mr. Abdullah Saeed Mubarak Jarwan Al-Shami in the President's residence at Baluwatar today. During the meeting, relations between the two countries, mutual benefit and interest were discussed. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has emphasized the need for internal reforms in the universities of Nepal. Providing directives to Far Western University officials during the 11th Senate meeting held at Baluwatar on Tuesday, Prime Minister Dahal, who is also the Chancellor of the university, urged them to move ahead with internal reforms despite the state's limited resources. He praised the university's effort in enhancing educational quality through administrative reforms and a resilient work ethic despite facing challenges from global market fluctuations. The meeting focused on strategies to further improve the university's capabilities and performance amid resource constraints. The Constitutional Council is scheduled to convene a meeting today to recommend the appointment of Chief Justice. The meeting is scheduled for 4 p.m. as confirmed by Prime Minister's press adviser Govinda Acharya. Notably, Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa and CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli have collectively agreed to convene the Council's meeting. Previously, on May 8, the Constitutional Council has appointed Hari Krishna Karki as the Chief Justice. Having commenced his role on June 17, following the parliamentary hearing, Chief Justice Karki will take retirement on August 5 after serving the office for 50 days. As this significant meeting approaches, all eyes are on the Constitutional Council's decision, which holds crucial implications for the judiciary's leadership in the country. The tourism police training has kicked off in a bid to provide special service to foreign tourists in Nepal. The 18-day training began in Kathmandu in collaboration with the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Tourism Police Office Prikuti Mandap and Nepal Tourism and Hotel Management Institute. Deputy Inspector General of Nepal Police, who is also the Director of National Police Academy, Ravindra Casey, said the trainees would be devoted to their works and help bolster country's image. He lauded that tourism police were playing role in security of tourists despite limited means and resources. A total of 30 police persons are attending the training. More than 5,000 people have been infected with dengue in the country. According to Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, Sunsari District alone has made more than half of them. Division Director Rudra Prasad Marasini informed that the country recorded the dengue infection among a total of 5,688 persons since last January. Among them, Sunsari District alone recorded 3,486 dengue cases. Marasini blamed people's recklessness behind such surge of infection. It has been raining continuously for some days and people have not paid attention to sanitation, thereby contributing to alarming rise of dengue spread. Good governance, social justice and prosperity are major focuses of government in the forthcoming 6th periodic plan. According to the National Planning Commission, the plan is to ensure social justice in health, education, employment and housing, while good governance in political, administrative and judicial fronts. Similarly, prosperity in social life, economic development and national economy are key issues. National Planning Commission Vice Chairman Dr. Meen Bahadur Shrestha said that all levels of government and stakeholders need to build capacity for smooth and effective coordination and collaboration so that the plan would be implemented in a result-oriented manner. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. 3 people have been killed and dozens injured in religious clashes that broke out during a procession by Hindu nationalist groups in the northern Indian state of Haryana. Those killed include a Muslim cleric and 2 home guards who assist the police in controlling riots and public disturbances, police say. Several policemen are among the injured and have been admitted to hospital. A curfew has been imposed in New Town where the clash took place. Chief Minister M.L. Khattar has called the incident unfortunate and appealed for peace. A According to the country's interior ministry, two people have been killed in Senegal in protests sparked by the arrest of opposition figure Ousmane Sonko. The ministry said in a statement yesterday that two lifeless male bodies were discovered in the southern city of Djikore-Achor, where 2024 presidential hopeful Sonko is mayor. The ministry called on the public to stay calm and said it was taking measures to preserve peace and tranquility in the country. Demonstrators took to the streets yesterday as Sonko was remanded in custody on charges including plotting an insurrection and criminal association with the terrorist body. Senegal's Interior Minister Antoine Félix Abdoulaye Diomine yesterday announced that the government had dissolved Sonko's Patriots of Senegal PASTEF party for inciting unrest during violent protests last month in the capital, Dakar. Taliban leaders have met officials from the United States and Qatar for the first time since their return to power in Afghanistan 2 years ago. A spokesman for the Afghan Ministry of Foreign Affairs said yesterday that the two sides discussed confidence-building measures during the two-day talks, including the lifting of sanctions and travel bans, as well as the return of Afghan central bank assets held abroad. Abdul Kahar Balkhi said the delegation also discussed combating narcotics and human rights issues. No country has formally recognized the Taliban since its return to power. The group took over in August 2021 as Afghanistan's Western-backed government collapsed in the aftermath of the U.S. chaotic withdrawal from the country after 20 years of conflict. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali province, and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali province. Currently, the monsoon has an effect on Nepal. The axis of the monsoon trough is located to the north of the Sardar Place to the west and around the Sardar Place to the east. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 21 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 30.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Porel engages in high-level talks with the UAE ambassador today. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda urges internal reforms in Far Western University. And three killed and dozens injured in religious clashes in Haryana. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.